Welcome to the deep dive. If you've been looking at search results lately, you've probably seen things changing quite a bit, actually.
Definitely.
It's not just about those familiar blue links anymore. Search is really becoming about direct answers, right? Served up by AI.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings us to, well, a totally new frontier for getting noticed online. Answer Engine Optimization, AEO.
That's the one.
So our mission today really is to unpack AEO, figure out exactly how it's different from, you know, the traditional SEO we've all spent years learning.
Yeah.
And give you some actual strategies, things you can use, like, right now, to future-proof your digital presence.
Good plan.
And just to give you a sense of the opportunity here, get this. Visitors coming from LLMs, like ChatGPT, they convert 4.4 times better than your standard search traffic.
Wow, 4.4x. That's huge.
Right. When I first started digging into AEO, that number just jumped out at me. This whole idea of becoming the answer source for people and for AI, I mean, it feels like the future's kind of already landed. Okay, let's unpack this.
What's fascinating here is how quickly user behavior is changing. And AI is basically developing right alongside it, trying to meet those new expectations.
So they feed each other in a way.
Exactly. AEO is fundamentally about structuring your content really intelligently so that AI tools, Google's AI overviews, chatbots, voice assistants can just easily understand it, pull out the key info, and then cite you.
Cite you as the source.
As the authoritative source.
Yeah.
It's not just about getting on some list. It's about being the one providing the direct answer when it really counts.
That idea, being the direct information provider, that really changes the whole game, doesn't it?
It does.
It leads to this thing people are calling the zero-click reality, where users get their info straight away, maybe without even visiting your website.
Mm-hmm.
But hang on, isn't that potentially bad? Especially for smaller businesses, maybe. If people never actually land on their site, how do you balance that visibility gain with, you know, actually getting conversions?
That's a really fair question.
Yeah.
And it's crucial. It might seem, well, counterintuitive at first. But the win isn't always about that immediate click anymore.
Okay.
Even in that zero-click scenario, your brand is getting huge visibility. And it's building authority because you're the one being cited.
Ah, so it's a different kind of win.
It is. It builds trust, top-of-mind awareness. Think of it like a new kind of impression, maybe.
Oh.
It's a really high-credibility one.
Right.
And often, that leads to direct traffic later on, or people searching for your brand specifically, because they remember you as the source of truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shift, really, from just immediate clicks to building that long-term authority.
That's a critical distinction, yeah. Shifting focus to long-term authority. So when we compare AEO and SEO, this is where that big paradigm shift happens, right? Helping us get our heads around this new space.
Exactly.
Traditional SEO, we know that. It's all about climbing the rankings to get clicks. You want that number one spot so people visit your site. Simple enough.
Pretty much.
But AEO, the priority there is making your content so digestible and directly citable that the AI can just sort of pluck the answer out and show it instantly.
Precisely. The goals are fundamentally different because the whole interaction model has changed.
Right.
With SEO, the main goal is driving organic traffic, getting those clicks. With AEO, it's about getting cited, being referenced by AI, becoming a knowledge source for the AI itself.
So the AI is kind of an audience now, too.
In a very real sense, yes. The focus moves from just keywords and rank position to direct answers, the semantic meaning behind the words, and just pure clarity for a machine.
Okay.
And success metrics, they're not just organic traffic anymore. Now you're looking at things like AI mentions, how often you show up in featured snippets. It's a whole different ballgame because your audience isn't just human searching anymore. It includes these intelligent machines.
Okay, so we've sort of defined AEO. We see how it's a departure from classic SEO. But why should you, listening right now, really care? And why is it urgent now? Is it just the latest buzzword, or are there real tangible benefits?
Yeah, let's connect it to the bigger picture, digital growth.
Yeah.
AEO offers some, well, pretty profound advantages right now.
Such as?
First off, just plain increased visibility.
Mm-hmm.
Those AI overviews, they're becoming more and more common, showing up right at the top. That's prime real estate.
True, you can't miss them.
Then there's capturing those zero-click searches we talked about. Even without a click, your brand gets seen, builds authority, because AI is literally pointing to you.
Okay, so visibility and authority.
And it's about adapting. Adapting to how people are actually getting answers now, especially with, you know, conversational search and voice queries exploding.
Right, the way we search is changing.
And maybe most importantly, it builds serious brand authority and trust. AI systems are designed to pull from credible sources. So if you get cited, your credibility just skyrockets,
yeah,
both with users and other AIs.
That makes sense. It's like an endorsement from the AI.
Exactly. It really gives you a competitive edge. And honestly, it's a crucial strategy for future-proofing. It's about moving from just being discoverable to being kind of indispensable in the whole information ecosystem.
The why is definitely compelling, no doubt there. But the big question for most people listening is probably, okay, how do I actually do this?
Right.
Let's get practical. Let's dig into the strategies.
All right.
First up seems to be mastering user intent and creating content based on questions. This feels like a fundamental shift, moving away from just stuffing keywords towards directly answering the real questions your audience has.
Absolutely fundamental.
So you should be doing really thorough question keyword research, using tools like Google's People Also Ask or Maybe Answer the Public, things like that, to find out exactly what phrases people are typing or saying.
And what's critical there isn't just answering the question, but anticipating the exact phrasing. The phrasing AI models are likely trained on when users ask.
Ah, getting the phrasing right for the machine?
Yeah, it's about becoming that perfect pre-digested answer. So once you know the questions, you build dedicated FAQ sections or structure your blog posts with headings H2s, H3s that literally mirror those user queries.
Like a direct match.
Exactly. We saw this work incredibly well with a client, Flambard Williams. They really dug into their audience's investment questions. Stuff like, why should I invest in Nottingham? Or where to invest in off-plan Sheffield?
Okay.
By optimizing their content to directly answer those specific questions, they ended up getting hundreds of direct citations in AI results. It just established them as the go-to authority almost overnight.
Wow.
And interesting, a study back in September 2024 found over half, 52% of Google searches were informational, often phrased as questions.
Makes sense.
And titles using question keywords. They apparently get a 15.5% higher click-through rate. People are hunting for answers, and AI is built to deliver them directly.
Okay, so building on that direct answer idea, the next strategy is structuring the content itself for easy extraction. This is where that inverted pyramid writing style comes in, right?
Correct.
It's not just about good writing. It's specifically optimized for how AI parses information. So you lead with the most direct, concise answer, like right at the top, in the first paragraph. Maybe 40 to 70 words.
Ideally, yes. Then you provide the supporting details after that main answer.
Right, like the Flambard Williams example, with sections like population or student base, followed by really concise, punchy answers.
Exactly. It makes it super scannable, not just for people, but crucially for the AI. Using clear headings, bullet points, lists, tables, short paragraphs, all that helps.
So you're essentially making the AI's job easier.
You got it. Think about it from the AI's point of view. It's not reading your article for pleasure. It's scanning for the most efficient, direct answer to spit out.
Okay.
By putting that concise 40-70 word answer right up front, you're basically handing the AI a ready-made snippet, which massively increases the chance it'll grab your content for the answer, rather than trying to piece something together from a longer, more rambling paragraph.
And the data supports this.
It does. Around 70% of featured snippets are paragraphs, and they average about 40-50 words. Plus, something like 66% of sites that get featured snippets, they use structured data. It really is about making it effortless for the machine.
That's a perfect segue. Making it effortless for the machine brings us straight to structured data. Schema markup, using it rigorously.
Mm-hmm.
We're moving beyond just general schema for rich results here. For AEO, it sounds like it's about really granular, explicit meaning, making sure every bit of data AI might want is perfectly tagged.
This is basically the language AI understands, like a Rosetta Stone for your content. The strategy is implementing the right schema types, FAQ page for Q&As, how-to for guides, article for post, using JSON-LD format preferably.
Okay.
And then, crucially, validating it.
Yeah.
Use tools like Google's Rich Results Test. This is like a direct hotline to the AI, guiding it to your most important bits of information.
So it's like giving the AI instructions.
Pretty much. John Mueller from Google even said structured data helps their systems understand pages better, which helps get content into Rich Result and other special features.
Right.
It provides that explicit context. It dramatically boosts your chances of being pulled into AI summaries and those zero-click results. You're telling the AI exactly what this specific bit of text means as an answer.
Okay, now EEAT, experience, expertise, authoritativeness, trustworthiness. We've talked about this in SEO for a while, but how does it play differently with AI for AEO?
It takes on a new dimension. AI, just like us, prioritizes credible sources. But the key insight isn't just that AI likes EET, it's how it verifies
it. Or how it verifies it, okay.
Unlike us, maybe inferring trust from branding or just a vibe, AI relies on explicit, machine-readable signal.
Aha! Signals it can actually process.
Exactly. It turns EEAT from this kind of holistic idea into more of a granular, verifiable audit trail that machines can check.
So practically, what does that mean?
It means showcasing author credentials with detailed bios, linking out to genuinely authoritative external sources, academic papers, government sites, publishing original research if you can, keeping your content factually accurate and up to date.
Got it.
Flambard Williams, again, they improve their on-site authority signals using expert bios and citations.
Mm.
It reinforces trustworthiness in the AI's eyes. And it's vital because remember, 52% of sources cited in AI overviews, they already rank in the top 10 organically.
So AI is pulling from the top shelf already.
It is. So building that explicit, verifiable EEAT is absolutely non-negotiable.
And then there's optimizing for conversational language and NLP natural language processing. This feels maybe the most, well, human part of AEO, trying to mirror how people actually talk to these AI assistants.
Absolutely. With voice search and conversational AI booming, people are just interacting more naturally, like talking to another person.
Yeah.
Your content needs to reflect that. Write in a natural conversational tone. Use those long-tail conversational keywords. Think, how can I improve my website's SEO performance? Instead of just jamming in SEO tips.
Right, the full question.
It's a big shift in keyword thinking. And consider this, over 20% of Google app searches are done by voice, and 71% of internet users apparently prefer voice search over typing.
Wow, 71%.
Yeah, so this isn't some niche thing. It's how a massive chunk of people are finding information now.
Okay, so before we get completely carried away with content and questions, we can't forget the basics, right? The technical foundation. Making sure AI crawlers can actually access the site properly.
Oh, absolutely crucial.
It's kind of like if your house isn't built right, doesn't matter how nice the furniture is.
Perfect analogy. This is the absolute bedrock. Without solid technical SEO, even the most amazing, perfectly structured AEO content might just never get seen.
So what are the must-haves there?
You need a clean, logical site structure. Fast loading speeds, those core web vitals are huge. Mobile friendliness is non-negotiable now, especially since Google fully switched to mobile-first indexing back in October 2023.
Right. Mobile is everything.
And then the basics. A clear XML sitemap, a properly configured robots.txt file to guide the crawlers, and HTTPS for security. These are the absolute prerequisites for any search visibility, but especially for AI. If it can't crawl, process, and understand your site efficiently, it just won't use your content. Simple as that.
Okay, so let's say we've done all this work, we've optimized our content, fixed the tech stuff. How do we actually know if it's working? The old SEO dashboards, they might not paint the full picture anymore, right? What does measuring AEO success actually look like now?
Exactly. The metrics are shifting. It's moving beyond just clicks to a much broader view of visibility and influence.
So what should we be tracking?
Key metrics now include things like AI mentions or citations. Actually tracking when your brand or content gets referenced by AI overviews, ChatGPT, whatever platform.
Are there tools for that yet?
Yeah, new tools are popping up. Peak AI, Profound, Keyword.com's AI tracker, Goody. And the big suites like SE Ranking and SEMrush are integrating this data too.
Okay.
You also still want to watch your presence in featured snippets and those people also ask boxes. And maybe even voice search impressions. How often are you the source for voice answers?
Interesting. What else?
Let's be on direct metrics too. Are you seeing increases in direct brand searches? No. Or maybe assisted conversions where AI exposure leads to a conversion later?
Ah, connecting the dots.
Right. Your organic impressions for those question keywords are still valuable, even if they don't lead to a click immediately. And critically, track your overall topical authority growth. Is your site becoming the go-to resource on certain topics?
That makes sense.
We saw with Flambard Williams, after they implemented these AEO strategies, they saw a really clear uptick in direct traffic and brand searches, often just days after getting featured in AI overviews or PAA.
So there's a direct link.
It's a clear signal. When you give the AI what it needs, your human audience tends to follow.
It really sounds like we're moving away from just a simple traffic report towards something more nuanced, more focused on brand influence and authority. That's a pretty big shift in thinking.
Really is.
And this whole thing isn't static, is it? AEO is evolving constantly. What's coming next? How do we stay ahead of this curve?
Yeah, that raises a really important question, doesn't it? As AI gets even smarter, what does that mean for us? for the unique insights that, you know, only humans can really bring.
Sure.
We're definitely heading towards more personalization in AI answers, tailoring responses based on user history, context, preferences.
So it gets even more specific.
And then there's the huge rise of multimodal AI, moving beyond just text, integrating images, audio, video. I mean, by 2025, video is projected to be like 82% of all internet traffic.
82%.
So optimizing images with alt text, video transcripts, even audio content itself, that's going to become huge for AEO.
Okay, multimodal. What else?
We might see AI handling more transactions directly, booking things, buying things, right there in the interface.
Interesting.
And while AI models get incredibly sophisticated, there's this interplay between your unique content and how those models get trained. High-quality original stuff could actually influence how AI perceives and cites your expertise down the line.
So quality still matters. A lot.
More than ever. Ultimately, I think the real future-proofing lies in unique, human-generated insights. Stuff AI can't easily replicate. A 2024 survey by Stackla found 85% of consumers prioritize authenticity.
85%. That's massive.
So your unique voice, your proprietary data, genuinely original thinking that becomes incredibly valuable, making content that only you can create, that might be the ultimate AEO strategy in the long run.
So pulling this all together quickly for everyone listening, mastering this answer engine optimization, it's not just, you know, a nice extra thing for your business. It really feels essential for securing your spot in this AI first future.
Absolutely essential.
It boils down to that question first, direct answer approach, really proving your EAT and making sure those technical foundations are absolutely solid.
Couldn't agree more.
And it's a journey, right? It needs constant measurement, constant adaptation.
Definitely not a set it and forget it thing.
So the final thought to leave you with is this. As AI becomes the main gateway to information, how will you make sure that your unique human insights, your authentic brand voice, actually cuts through all that noise? How do you ensure you're not just seen, but truly valued and actively sought out by both the machines and the people they serve?